Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in. Game time decisions on a Monday night right here on Sports Grid. I'm Kevin Walsh. We got two to go. A lot of NBA action tonight. Two ranked college teams to go through as well. We'll see if there's any ice that pops. But also, the Super Bowl is set in Vegas. We get a rematch from just a few years ago. Kansas City and San Francisco, the Chiefs and the Niners, we'll do battle. Let's get straight to it here and open this thing up. The bracket is nearly complete as the one seed in the NFC goes head-to-head against the three seed in the AFC, the Chiefs and the Niners. For San Francisco, not the path that people were expecting. Comeback fashion. The knock on the Niners throughout this season is that they would not be able to bounce back when they were down. The game scripts needed to be perfect. They needed to get out and run and hide from all of these football teams. Nope. Against Green Bay, they trailed for the lion's share of that game. And against the Lions, they trailed by 17 at the break. Game was tied, I believe, before we touched the fourth quarter. It was incredible from San Francisco. A lot made about the decision-making on the Detroit Lions. My stance on this is clear. This is exactly who the Lions are. I don't know in what world you trust a 48-yard field goal more than that offense picking up 3 yards, but a lot of people are stuck in their ways, and that will remain true likely forever. And when you go into the game between Kansas City and Baltimore, a low-scoring game, the Chiefs, though, winning 17-10 is not something that can be hand-waved. Kansas City ended up closing as a 4.5-point underdog. Mahomes has relished in this opportunity to be known as a dog. And a few times, even last year, heading into that game against Cincinnati, they had moments where they were booked as a dog. Though part of that was the conversation that Mahomes would be immobile in the football game. It obviously didn't spin that way, as our radio audience is here on Sports Grid Sirius XM Channel 159 with you on this Monday night. It is game time decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh. But for Kansas City, even the line at Buffalo was hardly disrespectful. Line went to 3, went immediately down to 2.5. Simple home field advantage booking. But that line against Baltimore opened 3 and continuously grew stronger with the Ravens side. And the Chiefs went out there after forcing a 3-and-out on their opening drive and carved up Baltimore. And then the Ravens responded. A critical fourth down that they went for early in that game. Notice no hand-wringing about that one. That's what happens when the fourth down decisions actually work out. Ravens responded. Well, the Chiefs responded once again. And then the Ravens collapsed, but in a way where you would think that this game went 24-7, 31-7, 30. No. Apparently, all the Chiefs needed to do was get up 10, and the Ravens would completely forget who they are and what they do. Lamar Jackson throwing 37 times in this game, 270 passing yards. Lamar goes through the number. A pure raw numbers, he actually outplayed Mahomes, but we all know that isn't true. The volume was stunning. But for the Baltimore Ravens, that is the main takeaway to me. The play calling was unforgivable. And while Kansas City, again, deserves a lot of credit as a 4.5-point dog for going on the road and taking out the top-seeded Chiefs, that offense was shut out in the second half. They did nothing for the entire half until they needed to, fair enough, and connected on a deep one with MVS. The Ravens had moments, fumbles and multiple times. So many things went wrong for Baltimore, but That's what the Chiefs have been able to do, capitalize on those mistakes, and they'll take that opportunity all the way to Las Vegas where they will play in the Super Bowl. These lines are out, and these lines have moved for the Super Bowl in Las Vegas between Kansas City and San Francisco. This started at some spots, I believe, at a 3. Certainly, you could grab a 3 if you moved it up a bounce. 2.5. The hypotheticals all said 3. This line almost went down to a pick'em immediately. -1.5 now, depending on where you're looking. That San Francisco money line, I've seen touch as low as -112, I believe. Certainly -116. This is going to be a game that is played inside a field goal now from a spread perspective. Kansas City will never touch 3 unless there is random, unforeseen injury news that happens, and I mean -3. Considering at one point the Niners were strong, maybe that same swell of money that pushed Baltimore happens again, though it does feel a touch unlikely considering the conversation now. Let me make this very clear. I understand that this says the Chiefs are the dog. They're not the dog. Don't tell me nobody believes in them. Don't tell me they're being counted out. The Kansas City Chiefs will be ending up probably the single most bet team tickets-wise of the entire NFL season in this football game because it's Mahomes. And maybe that'll work out. Time will tell. But early read for me, well, it's the guy I've been backing all season long in MVP Purdy. Maybe not the regular season MVP, but possibly the Super Bowl MVP. We'll talk to our guests tonight, what they make of this situation, Joe Lisi, Joe Neary, as well as Dave Sharapan. Coach James Young will be here as well to go through tonight's NBA slate with a lot of interesting matchups here. Lakers go to Houston. We'll see what LeBron has for an encore and the Lakers as a whole after they played in the game of the season on Saturday in their matchup with the Golden State Warriors, a 145, 144 final in double OT, I believe it was. LeBron with a 30-point triple-double, had 20 rebounds, because why not? Games pick out in Houston, though. We'll see how the Lakers look. Cavs getting back Evan Mobley on tonight's slate, catching points at home to this red-hot Clippers team. Knicks go to battle for the first time with this since the Julius Randle injury that was picked up on Saturday at home against the Miami Heat. The Heat have lost 6 in a row. They'll play Phoenix. We'll talk about that in a moment. Boston laying a big number to the Pels, who have now lost 2 straight in blowout fashion. I think that factors in. Wemby, does he beat up on Washington? Time will tell. Both of those teams are coming off of wins, incredibly. A lot of talk about the fact that both Minnesota and Oklahoma City are coming off of losses. To who? Minnesota, last time out, to the Spurs. The Thunder, last time out, lost to the Pistons. Plus, these two teams actually have a sneaky beef starting to come up here with Anthony Edwards. The last time these teams played, called out the whistle that SGA was getting. I think that requires both of these superstars to step up tonight. Giannis goes head-to-head with Jokic, and Embiid makes his big return since he missed the Denver game, so he can go out there and give Portland 45-10-6. We'll find.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Out. Quick pick here. Look, folks, Kevin Durant, over 22.5 points. You might think this is a mistake. It's not. It has climbed a bit. 23.5, 24.5, I don't care. First time all season, KD has missed 25-plus points in 3 consecutive games. It's only happened once before where he had missed it twice in a row. It's Kevin Durant. We'll get you the rest of the stuff throughout the show, but Joe Lisi's up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back with you right here on Sports. I mean, we are nip and tuck tonight. All right. Let's get Jolisi in here immediately to save the people from. Now, if I'm guessing, that shot's got something to do with you. That's my guess. How are you, sir? Jolisi, live here on Sports Grid.
Yeah, what's going on? I think it looks fantastic. We look like twins. You? What are you talking about?
Yeah, many have said that to us. That's true. We're going to get stopped in Vegas a bunch. Be like, listen, you got. Is that? I'm going to be like, no.
Great minds think alike. Oh,
well,
giving you a little props.
I was trying to have great minds think alike. You blew me and David Montgomery off.
Well, it was a
what
great
do you have to
pick
say for yourself.
I'll give credit. Great pick on Montgomery. I was right on Jameson Williams. The only problem was the kid does it on the ground and not through the air. Can we get him out in space? I mean, and I was right about Lamar. Lamar 250, 275. OBJ 3 receptions, not 4. He dropped one at the end. I mean, I was on point too. Yeah. First of all, Kev, how they don't get an OBJ involved in the first half of that ball game? I mean, just get the guy involved. Terrible coaching.
Well, the coaching was abysmal, Joe. We can start there. Look, because obviously I want to get some of the early Super Bowl thoughts from you, but we have a lot of time. We're going to have some specials over the weekend. We're going to have all week out in Las Vegas. But a lot of people's takeaway from Chiefs-Ravens appears to be can't beat Mahomes. They didn't score in the second half. Their opponents scored 10. I think that's an outrageous takeaway, personally. I think that you can either decide to give the Chiefs defense a lot of credit or look, and I don't, you know, people can say, you're not giving them enough credit. I don't really care. The takeaway for me is the Ravens play calling was unacceptable. I know people think I'm rash with this stuff. I would be evaluating Todd Monken's job. I understand how good he was all season long. That was nearly unforgivable, Joe, what they did in that football game. We know the Chiefs have some vulnerability on the ground. They came out hot throwing the football in spots that they didn't need to. I understand the ground wasn't working. The ground was. Gus Edwards finishes with 3 carries. The running back position finishes with 6. It was an abysmal decision-making from Baltimore for all 4 quarters.
I thought so too, Kevin. I give credit to the Kansas City defense, right? Baltimore's defense made second-half adjustments. The offense didn't. And I understand the approach of being aggressive throwing the football. The problem that I have is, why are you zoning in and just zeroing in on Zay Flowers? I mean, you didn't utilize Justice Hill. He had a pretty good game coming out of the backfield. You could have utilized the passing attack to open up the run. And when the game was on the line, here's the problem. They tell me if I'm wrong. You're watching that game play out in the second half. Was there any sense of urgency out of Baltimore? It's like, you know what? We'll get a 3-and-out. We'll get the ball back. No, we'll get another 3-and-out. No aggressiveness until really 8 minutes left in that ball game. And by then it was too late. They get the fumble on the goal line, completely changes the momentum, and then that's it. They played right into Kansas City's hands in the sense of Kansas City wanted to play that game into the 20s. They got exactly what they asked for, and they pulled it out.
Yeah, look, it's one of those things, and here's why I struggle to give the Chiefs defense probably as much credit as others want. They got to Lamar, they pressured Lamar, but they ran for 5.1 yards per carry, and Lamar threw 7.4 yards per pass attempt, right? Just there was no balance for the Ravens. And again, it's funny, Joe, but if I would have told you, hey, we're critiquing the balance for Baltimore's offense post-loss, you would have said, well, they didn't throw it enough. They threw it way too much, and it was really surprising to see it play out. Niners-Lions, you called for the upset. It looked great. Everybody is spending today blaming decisions to not kick field goals. If I were to critique a decision, it would be not going for a touchdown before halftime. This is who the Lions are. This Ben Johnson's the greatest offensive coordinator in the league. We'll call a play that picks up 3 yards. And if he does call the right play, then I'd like to see Josh Reynolds catch a football then. Quite frankly, I didn't mind any of Dan Campbell's decisions. Where do you land on it?
I have a problem with the first one. The first 4th-and-3, not the second 4th-and-3. And the reason why is that was the possession in terms of the third quarter. You always want to put pressure on the home team, right? The 3 possessions is still a different animal than 2. And, they were in field goal range. You take the field goal. Now, it was a great play call. And Josh Reynolds did drop the football. I get that. But that in that type of situation, kick the field goal, go up 17, put the pressure on Brock Purdy. They score a touchdown. you're still up by two scores. That's the problem I had. When they're down three, you go for broke, you're aggressive at that particular point because you're trying to get the momentum back. But again, you know, if I would have told you, Kev, that Detroit had a 17-point first-half lead and that Montgomery runs for 95 and Gibbs adds another 45 and they're averaging well over 3.5, 4 yards per carry, you would have said, you know what? They lose that ball game, San Francisco. Turnovers kill them. You got turnovers on the road. When you lose the turnover battle on the road, it is so critical, and that's what happened. But credit Brock Purdy, credit the defense. They made the plays. Detroit didn't in the second half. They were a young team, and it looked like that.
And I'll tell you what I didn't love. Third and four, the first time when he didn't kick the field. Hey, I love running the football there. How about we figure out if it's Gibbs or Montgomery averaging 6 yards a pop instead of Amon-Ra St. Brown up the middle? You want to do a jet sweep or something? Amon-Ra St. Brown up the in between the tackles is what
That's
he was calling.
It's a buck 65. I don't know.
I would have handed it off to Penei Sewell before I would have handed it off to Amon-Ra.
What would Bobby Slowick have done in that situation?
Little play action, deep shot, Jameson Williams over the middle probably, if I had to guess.
Did you see that play in the fourth quarter? He was streaking down the sidelines. He was basically naked. He was streaking right down there. Unbelievable.
Yeah, he looked good. So I know I texted you today. I'm not kidding. I was thinking about this last night. I go, I don't know what Lisa's going to do with the side here. If the Ravens would have advanced and played the Niners, and I'm just saying because I know your tendencies for who you like this year, right? If the Lions would have beat the Niners, played the Chiefs, it's Lions. If the Ravens would have beat the Chiefs, played the Niners, it's Ravens. If it was Ravens-Lions, I don't know where you would have landed. And Chiefs-Niners, I don't know what jumps out to you here.
I lean to the 49ers. Again, I just lean to because I think they have more offensive weapons, and I think they're a little bit better defensively than the Chiefs. But that's just me. Here's the problem that the Chiefs have, and we talked about it all season. The only consistency in the playoffs has been Travis Kelce and Pacheco with the rushing attack. There is no secondary receiver. Say what you will about Rice, but he's got 8 receptions for 42 yards. Everything's dink and dunk. Short to intermediate.
Yeah.
I mean, Valdez-Scantling, I mean, a critical breakdown in terms of that pass, but Mecole Hardman in a no-show. You know, there is no Sky Moore. Who do they go to? So I just think that San Francisco is more balanced at every level. Kittle, Ayuk, Debo Samuel, you know, McCaffrey. And as long as Brock Purdy plays within the scheme and he's done that, they're going to win this ballgame, in my opinion.
Yeah, look, they are they're going to stay. There's not going to be anything that changes me like the Niners. It's going to be, as always, it's figuring out the ways to attack. That total at 47.5 gets interesting. I think it's going to – I'll just say this, man. If you like the Chiefs, you have to like the over. I really believe that. I could be off base there. We'll see where the Kansas City folks land, but – I would imagine you like the Chiefs. You like that team getting into the 30s.
Yeah, but they haven't done that consistently. It's 3 games since
the Chiefs. I know that, but people keep telling themselves that they have. That's the problem,
But that's the problem. You know, San Francisco is the more consistent team averaging 30 points per game. The Kansas City Chiefs have 3 games. Chicago, they have the first game against the Chargers, and they have the road game against Las Vegas where they scored over 30. Every game for them is 24, 27 at tops. Yeah. If the 49ers score 30, they're going to have to get at least 28 to 30, right? Think of it that way.
I agree. Yet, if you listen to the way conversations go from yesterday's game.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
And apparently, the Chiefs won 35 to 28. Lisi, great stuff. We'll talk coaches up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back with you right here on Sports Grid. I'm Kevin Walsh. It is a Monday night, and the association has a lot for us to dabble in. JY, Coach James Young with us. How you feeling, Coach?
Hey, man, listen. Kevin, I was thinking about you. I was thinking about you. I came on Thursday, and JY said, Detroit plus 7.5. And then I gave my boy Anthony Firkser a shout-out. And here comes Anthony Firkser with his first catch of the year. Wow. And I thought that he was going to score a kid up. I was getting a little excited about Anthony Firkser. So, you know, I'm calm now. But if Anthony Firkser would have scored, JY would have been out of bounds today on his appearance.
He was 12-1. So I looked into it. I don't forget. It would have been remarkable. He then came out the next play. But also, I mean, you know what? In the same way the NBA needs to fine Embiid for missing that game in Denver, I think there's a fine coming down. You mean you come into this segment opening up with football talk? Outrageous. You know what? I mean, you it's really out of control. So a JY fine. We'll have our Sports Grid inside reporters tweet out the dollar amount soon enough. Let's start here, Coach. Julius Randle injured over the weekend. It looks like it's not going to be as severe as they anticipated here, weeks as opposed to months. But the Knicks go to battle without him tonight and OG Anunoby. Luckily, it's a soft landing spot. They are playing none other than the Charlotte Hornets without LaMelo Ball. The line right now settling at -9, New York on the road.
Yeah, Kevin, this thing has bounced all over the place. It was 8.5 this morning. It went all the way up to 12, and I think 10.5 without LaMelo. And then it just came back down a couple of points now that OG's out with the inflammation of the elbow. But this is a team that New York D is playing better. And here's what I was going to say. They're going to be worse offensively, but they're going to be better defensively without Randle. And you know where I'm going with this. Although he's had a great year, very mercurial, kind of like all over the place. When he's hot, he plays great defense. When he's not playing well offensively, he doesn't play D. The Knicks are 12-2 since OG trade. But this is more about the fact that Charlotte is a mess. You know, Scary Terry's gone. Obviously, LaMelo's out. Bridges is rumored to be moved. Hayward may get moved. Nick Richards can be moved. New York team that's only lost one game to a team under 500. I know no Randle. I know no OG Anunoby. I mean, what is Brunson's points problem now? 32.5 tonight? I don't know what it is. But the Knicks get the win in the cover tonight in Charlotte.
So I want to say, as far as the Hornets side of this goes, I was going to be on LaMelo Ball tonight over 24.5 points. It's an ugly one. The line was working against me. But the trend of what LaMelo has done without Terry Rozier still existed, even if he had missed it twice in a row. But because I was on that prop in the game against Houston, and look, they got absolutely smashed in that basketball game, but I gave that game more attention than most, I assume. If you notice, LaMelo Ball only played 23 minutes. Miles Bridges played 36. LaMelo's minutes was not because of wild foul trouble, and it was not, he basically got benched in the game. And this is not the first time that Steve Clifford has basically decided, you know what, you don't work for me, I'm done with this. LaMelo's efficiency has been pretty horrific for a little bit now. It is 1,000% time for these two sides to part ways. LaMelo is far too good for this awful basketball team to ever be benched. You could more justify him playing Tom Thibodeau for 40-plus minutes a night. And, JY, I think what we're seeing from LaMelo, I'm not giving up on the talent, but he's clearly not good enough to be the best player on a championship-level team, obviously. I'd love to see what LaMelo looks like playing with, oh, I don't know, maybe one all-star player? One guy that you think could make an all-star game? It's never happened in his career before. And I know the new contract hasn't kicked in yet, but I still truly believe that at some point these sides are going to be parting ways. Maybe they continue to delay the inevitable, but this fit in Charlotte does not work. I'll move on because I know you got a lot of stuff here that we still have to get to. The Clippers go to Cleveland. Both of these teams red hot. Who do you trust?
Yeah, and I'm going to go with the Clippers, but before I say that, really quick, how the hell does Steve Clifford still have a job? Like, can someone explain that to me? Like, what video evidence does he have because he should be long gone. He shouldn't have been hired in the first place. You should have went with a guy like Kenny Atkinson. I digress. I'm sorry. On to the Clippers and the Cavs game, which is, you're right, a fascinating game between two teams that are playing as well as anybody in the NBA. But, man, after I saw what the Clippers did to Boston, I can't get in front of that. Like, Kev, so I'm going to take the Clippers on the money line. I think what you'll have is a Clippers team that is really, really connected defensively. I know Cleveland's been hot. They've been playing better. But this is a whole different animal. A team, you know, I know we joke about it, but, Kevin, let's be honest. I don't think there's a team playing better basketball than the Clippers right now. Give me the Clippers on the money line on the road tonight.
I'm on the Cavs in this spot here, JY. I think there's at least value on this team because they are playing well. They get Evan Mobley back. I understand it's a minutes restriction for Evan Mobley, but I'm going to give the Cavs a good look here at home. What I will say works in your favor, they've been a very poor home dog. Look, it's a light line, but usually when someone's laying points in Cleveland, it's with good reason. Another money line shot you're looking at is in South Beach. What do you have here with the Heat and the Suns?
I know no Nurkic tonight, but the Miami Heat, Kevin, we keep waiting, right? Like, we keep waiting and waiting. And they got, you know, Terry Rozier, and they look disjointed, right? Out of sync. I think they lost six games in a row. I know this is a back-to-back, but, you know, for the Suns. But let's be honest. It's going from, Orlando to Miami. So it's a very short flight. I don't even know. Kevin, I don't know if the flight is 30 minutes. Right, so it's a quick flight, quick turnaround. The Suns are starting to play better. Big three there. I can't get in front of Miami right now. I just can't do it. I'm going to go ahead and take the Suns on the money line. I think they steal this game on the road.
This is a spot, JY, where I think you're going to get a desperate Miami. But the Phoenix Suns have two consecutive horrific losses. No, I mean the Pacers' collapse was outrageous. Mm-hmm. And then for Orlando, I mean, they scored, what, 2 points in the final 8 minutes of that basketball game? I mean, that was really poor. So these are two teams that are going to be looking to step up here. I'm not on the side in this game. I'm curious, what have you made of the Devin Booker tear that he's on, JY, averaging over 40 points a game? Over 40 points a game in his last six.
Man, this ain't the 1990s. You get 40 points a game. You know, Joker's getting 70. You know, Luka's getting 73. I mean, he's been on an absolute tear. But, Kevin, 44 and 62, and you lose both. Like, that's what I take from it. You lose both. So what's going on here, and especially the Orlando game where you lose by 15? So, yeah, of course, he had a phenomenal game, you know, but still was a minus four. But a 44-point performance. You know, if you look at his performance that he had 62, you know, against Indiana, you know, what was his plus minus in that game, right? So, and I think that's the thing that you have to look at, plus one. So at the end of the day, scoring great. You got to get better play out of some of your other guys. But to me, you're not winning. Like, so what if you scored 40 or 60? You lost. That should be the big thing. They lost both games. So do they have to adjust how they play, or do other guys need to start to step their game up so they're not so reliant on Devin to score that many points?
We've got LeBron in Houston tonight. Had an amazing performance in an absolute classic with Steph over the weekend. What do you think he has for an encore?
Is Dylan Brooks playing tonight? I think so. LeBron James over 1.5 made threes tonight. I'm going there. LeBron's gone over 5 straight games. 6 out of 13 last matchups versus Dylan Brooks. One thing to remember, he's averaging 4.7 attempts from 3 in those 13 games. So he's getting the, Kevin, he's getting the shot volume. So he's getting there, and I think he's shooting the ball well from 3, and I think this is the way that LeBron's got to play a little bit now, because he just can't attack the basket with reckless abandonment. And listen, the Rockets also give up their bottom 10 and 3-point attempts allowed this year. So the shots will be there. Kevin, I think he knocks down 2 of them.
I've been waiting for a certain LeBron number. It appeared, and I was hoping it wouldn't. I am the least unbiased man in the history of sports media, and we will handle it when we get there. JY, Duke tonight, what do you expect in their game against Vatek?
Listen, that was an absolute barn burner, and I'll say this. Referees, do yourself a favor. Swallow the damn whistle at the end of the game. I know a foul is a foul, but swallow your whistle. Let the kids decide the game. Big win by Duke against Clemson in the waning seconds. I think even though they're 1-6-1 against the spread the last eight games, all of those games, Kevin, they were favored by 7.5 points or greater. I think they lean on that tough win against Clemson. They go on the road. Duke, -3.5.
How about it? The Blue Devils there. Love what I saw from Jared McCain, but Tyrese Proctor's really been coming on for this team lately, JY. And we know what they're going to get out of Filipowski. Has to avoid foul trouble. But if that backcourt, right, Roach, of course, can they really start to settle in here in the heart of ACC play? It's going to be huge for this team.
Well, here's the thing, folks. I want people to understand, as great as you have big men across the country, Zach Edey, Filipowski, Hunter Dickinson, so on and so forth, Kevin, you know it and I know it. Guard play dictates march. And if these guards, McCain, Roach, Proctor, continue to play better, right? And Roach is shooting 45% from three. McCain, 41.6%. Proctor, 37.3%. They make threes, Kevin. It becomes way harder to stop Filipowski, and that team can make a run in March if the guards step up their game.
All right, great stuff from Coach. We're going to have him join us inside our second hour. I'll go through my cards next here on Game Time Decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
We are live on Sports Grid. It is Game Time Decisions. And I've often said I am the most unbiased man in the history of sports media. People think it's a joke. Well, then let me prove it. Once again, a pick that nobody thinks that I would be on because of who I am, what I believe in, what I... LeBron James, under 25.5 points. I mean, right then you should say, whoa. I mean, this guy's really... Well, is he doing this just to prove a point? There's no way he has research that backs this up. False. LeBron's coming off of a 30-point game. He was absolutely brilliant in the matchup against Golden State. Best game of the season so far. I understand the irony that it could very well be two teams that don't make the playoffs. That's not the point. It was LeBron's 12th 30-point game this season, which means he has 11 games coming off of a 30-point performance. Only twice has LeBron scored over 25 in the follow-up game. That is a 9-2 under trend. He averages 20.5 points per game when he is coming off of scoring 30. I'll read them through. 24, 18, 16, 37, 17, 30, 24, 23, 16, 12, 25. There are more games, significantly more games, where LeBron didn't hit 20 in this stretch than went over this prop. And he's never done it in a follow-up game on the road. I get it. And JY mentioned in his breakdown the idea that Dylan Brooks is on the other side of the court, and there's some worry that LeBron steps up for that. This is a night that Anthony Davis, hey, how about you figure it out, pal? I get it. AD played double OT, double OT as well. LeBron did enough. And these are probably the spots where you notice that he is now in year 21, right, that he is soon to be a 40-year-old. Is that LeBron in the regular season isn't giving you 30-plus back-to-back nights. He's done it twice. I don't believe he does it again. Give me LeBron James under 25.5 points. Shout out me. I did it again. Let's go through the rest of this card here. I was going to be on LaMelo Ball. Unfortunately, he does not make the bell. But Kevin Durant does. We mentioned it over the 22.5 points. Kevin Durant, in his last three games, 12 points, 20 points, 15 points.
And the notion for people, or seemingly the books, is
that's just who KD is.
No, it's not. You know what KD, the two games before this three-game run? 40-43. He is still Kevin Durant. I mean, I want to play this guy through every alt number under the sun, but I cannot believe they are giving us a chance to crack, to win a bet at 23. I know it's moved up to 23.5. Bet it there. 24, bet it there. What are we doing? I'm on the 25. I'm on the 30-plus for KD tonight. It is Kevin Durant. They need him to step up. We know that. Devin Booker's been going wild. That's great. You're telling me these guys can't go wild together? They absolutely can. Well, what about the fact that it's a back-to-back? Kevin Durant's played five games without rest. He scored 30 or more in four out of the five, 27 in the game that he did not hit 30. So I'm not worried about that. He's only had one prior stretch this year where he failed to hit 25 in consecutive games. It happened once. It was two straight. It's now happened three in a row. This is the new NBA. KD averages 22 a night. Stop it. Go get involved in Kevin Durant here. We're playing him over 22.5. I don't know. Play this up to 27.5. I alt it. Lisi style, everything. Go. That's how we're on KD. We're also on Giannis 30+. Look, Giannis, first of all, is 12-6 on this number on the road. For me, it is a narrative that fits exactly what I would think about the Milwaukee Bucks. On the road, things are harder to come by, so their best player steps up in a major way. Damian Lillard, who has been, let's be honest, disappointing in Milwaukee relative to the hype, the conversation, the trade package, as better at home as opposed to on the road. Giannis has hit this in seven of his last eight road games, three of the last five he's played against Jokic, and both times those games were in Denver. Embiid and Jokic is the conversation, and one that we're about to have in a moment here because there's some movement on that. But in no way is Giannis removed from the conversation. In fact, it probably should actually be Jokic versus Giannis as the conversation. Because Giannis is the one with multiple MVPs already and a finals MVP just to match Jokic stride for stride. We entered last season, and the best player in the world, by the consensus, was Giannis. Then Jokic went and won finals MVP and passed him. But now Giannis doesn't even appear a part of that conversation in the same degree. Giannis is the type of guy who steps up, hears all that noise to get this. And by the way, when I, you know, sometimes I do the 30 plus, you know, I pay -135 and I don't mind. This was -120. Okay. Make sure you get the best of the number there. Let's get Giannis for 30 plus. Where else are we? We have two sides tonight. I'm on the Cavs +1.5. Look, I don't like the Clippers anywhere near as much as everybody else. Also, my Clippers, the Clippers postseason is different than Clippers regular season. That'll all work itself out. This isn't as much about the Clips. It's more about the fact that this Cavs team has been playing incredibly solid basketball and brings back one of their most valuable pieces in Evan Mobley, and I don't think it's being factored into the line at all. The Clippers just went to Boston and caught somewhere between 6.5 to 8.5 points. Now, it was on the second leg of a back-to-back. Boston, though, was not 100% healthy in the basketball game. Let's call it 7.5. Let's say the books elevated that spread by 2 points due to the back-to-back nature, right? That would suggest that we had a 5.5-point line under normal circumstances there. Tonight, it's Clippers -1.5. That would suggest the Celts, on a neutral, are 7 full points better than Cleveland with their caliber of basketball. Donovan Mitchell's been brilliant, and Evan Mobley back in the lineup? I don't believe that at all. I think this is an overinflated line. I'm giving Cleveland their due at home here against this red-hot Clippers team. I'm also taking a look on the Pels. Now, you heard the deep breath. We're getting 9. So the Pels had an early 5-game losing streak where through the first 10 games, I think they were 4-6. They weren't great. But since then, this has been a difficult team to rout, and it's typically come with bounce-back spots. They lost that still crazy. The in-season tournament semifinal game, they lost by a billion to the Lakers. The follow-up was beating Minnesota by 14 points at home as a 4.5-point favorite. They lost another game to the Clippers by 16. They followed it up by beating the Kings by 33 on the road. No Giannis catching 44.5. They go to Denver. They lose by double digits. They turn around and beat the Mavs by double digits in their next game as a 5.5-point dog. They lost to Phoenix at home by 14. Their next game, they put up a 153 on Utah. All of those bounce-back spots were there. Then the last two games happened. They brought OKC into their building at home. No Giannis. They got cracked by 24. Then they had to go second leg of a back-to-back to Milwaukee, who was off a loss and lost by 24 again. But now this Bucks were laying 3.5. This line is 9. And maybe I'm going to get caught here using too many Celtics numbers as kind of the stepping point there, because the books do believe Boston is way better. But this much better, in this clear and obvious bounce back spots for the Pels, where they need to step up and give you a plus effort tonight. Admittedly, I wish it wasn't Boston off of their second home loss of the year. Two home losses to two top teams in the West. It's not a great look. Maybe they drill the Pels. I think this number is overinflated. We're taking the points. And then lastly, a total to the over. Love this. Maybe my favorite bet of the night here. It's that, or it's Kevin Durant, but it is my favorite bet outside of KD. Thunder Timberwolves over 222.5. These teams played a week ago. The total was 229.5. I know the game didn't feature 200 points. You do not drop total 7 points because of what happened. That is automatic value. Oklahoma City is the best team to the over after a loss, 10-3 on the year. Timberwolves are the second best team to the over as a road dog, 6-2 on the season. 223 this number is, excuse me. It was 222.5, but it's 223, and that's what I played it at. Give me the over in this basketball game. Plus, I love a lot of the offensive narratives here. Ant complaining about the calls SGA gets. You're going to get the best out of Shea tonight. And Ant has to step up then on the other side. I adore it. I can't wait. Let's talk MVP for a moment. So I mentioned, so this weekend, Joel Embiid and the Philadelphia 76ers were going to Denver for the rematch of a game that happened a week ago today. I was incredibly excited for it. The NBA had a great slate drawn up this weekend, primetime games. Started in the Garden, went to Denver, closed late night now in Golden State. And we were going to get the Embiid-Jokic rematch. Can Jokic kind of, you know, get his back? Can Embiid, how does Embiid look on the road? This could kind of maybe be the MVP performance. And out of nowhere, Joel Embiid misses the game. Wasn't on the injury report. Will likely end up seeing the Sixers get fined for it. The Sixers ended up punting the whole game. No Maxey. No Tobias Harris. It was pathetic. And it is very odd because I am someone, look, I hate the 65-game minimum. I think it's ridiculous. Because this stuff figures itself out. But we'll go through it. I don't like the 65-game minimum. And there were a lot of players that missed time who I believe missed that time because they actually are not healthy enough to play, right? Your Stephs and your Kawhis and your LeBrons, I shouldn't even put them in the category because of the age, but these guys miss time because they are not healthy. Joel Embiid had been playing fine. It was not the second leg of a back-to-back, and then all of a sudden can't show up to this game and nobody else on Philly plays. What is the benefit of this? Just to not give Denver the satisfaction? The Sixers, it's probably a tough game. Let's just punt it and pummel Portland on Monday. This wasn't even the front end of a back-to-back. I have no idea the justification for this because it is impossible. It is impossible to look at this and think that the Pacers, who did not have Embiid on the injury report, an hour before, saw him in war. I was like, you know, this doesn't really make any sense. He's got a brand new injury we haven't heard about. It just looks crazy. So, but here's what ends up happening, right? Before all this play, we have Embiid 2-1 to win the MVP because his number comes back because he misses the game. Jokic is right there, though, but he missed the game, so Jokic comes up a little bit. Well, now, all of a sudden, Embiid doesn't play tonight. Look what happens. Your latest odds to win the NBA's MVP award. Now it's Nikola Jokic as the clear-cut favorite, plus 125, SGA in the middle, plus 360, Embiid back to plus 430. I was told there's only 5 remaining games for Embiid to qualify. Embiid is not showing he actually wants this award. if he, you know what I mean? Like, if Embiid was dead set on winning the award, or he's too injured. It's one of the two, right? If Embiid was dead set on winning the award, he plays in Denver by his damn self, okay? And plays in Portland tonight. Or he is too injured. I know we made this point earlier, and I was like, oh, but maybe he can still win it. What happened this weekend, I think, put such a negative light, because now there's this ducking Jokic conversation. I really do believe Embiid will miss out, whether it's through the games or through the conference. It's going to be hard for Embiid to play six.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
67 and justify being more valuable than guys who are going to play 77 games. It's going to be difficult for that to happen regardless. That's why I say the 65 game minimum is stupid anyway, because the stuff works itself out. And Embiid was going to play 62 games. Guys were going to play 15 more and still win the award. Point is, Embiid now dropping odds will continue to drop. We'll be right back. It's Game Time Decisions on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here on Sports Grid, Kevin Walsh with you on this Monday night. A lot for us to go through. I want to talk through Thunder Timberwolves here. So I love this over 223. We just talked about that and all the reasons why. It is up, though, and someone just texted me about this because it's up to 225.5. So with stuff like this, right, because it gets, and I'm the same way, where someone has something at 223, it goes 225.5, you're like, I might have missed it. Because the odds that this game lands 223, 224, or 225 is obviously minimal, but if it happens, it gets a little frustrating. But I'm not going to tell you, I don't like the over anymore. I think this game could be very explosive tonight into the 240s NBA high-scoring style. I think the Thunder could really, really push on this number. But I've mentioned a few times some of the narrative that I think does come into this game when you talk about SGA and Anthony Edwards. And what I'd love to find, and this game starts at 8, so I'm almost going to reach out to you, the people, and see if you can kind of help me. Can we find Ant plus SGA props tonight? And I don't mean like Ant for 25, SGA for 30. I don't mean each guy for 30. I'm talking about, is there I see head-to-head player props, but they don't have them there either. Is there a way that we can get, I was hoping maybe FanDuel or DraftKings is where I was looking, would have like, you know, these guys that combine for 60, combine for 70, and look for stuff, you know, combine the PRA. That would be stuff that I would love to look for tonight here. As I really am buying into this game that I already like the over in, and I think now the two best players in this game have a little bit of narrative head-to-head beef here and reason to look to pop off. That is something that I would keep tabs on here with these guys tonight. SGA 5-1 for us, 40 spot. Anthony Edwards for his plus 460 to get to 35 here in this game. That game is going to tip at 8. We're going to come back, though. We're going to get a Lakers-Rockets same-game parlay and put some eyes on the Super Bowl odds between the Niners and the Chiefs in less than a minute.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.